The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has won a fight for his job, staring down a leadership challenge from the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. But it's been a narrow victory, 48 to 35 votes. After days of speculation and the junking of key government policies, Malcolm Turnbull declared the leadership positions vacant at a Liberal party room meeting a short time ago. For more on this, I'm joined by our political reporter Stephanie Boris. Stephanie, tell us how this all unfolded this morning.
Well, Kim, the Liberal Party room met this morning at 9 a.m. Canberra time, and this was to discuss a range of matters, and it also happened to end up being a meeting that included a leadership spill. So Malcolm Turnbull actually declared the leadership positions vacant, so not only his, but the deputy Liberal position, which of course is held by Julie Bishop. The reason being, it effectively, he wanted to try and make a circuit breaker for all these conversations going on about the fact that his leadership was in doubt, and that a number of his colleagues wanted Peter Dutton put into that position. So Malcolm Turnbull made the call to put it out to a vote in the party room today. And as he said that, then Peter Dutton put up his hand to also vie for that top job. Of course, he's the Home Affairs Minister. And the vote did end up being quite tight. To run us through the exact details initially, let's listen to the Chief Government Whip, Nola Marino.
I conducted a ballot with my whips. The result of that ballot was Malcolm Turnbull was elected leader of the Liberal Party by a margin of 48 votes to 35, with Peter Dutton as the other candidate. There was also an election for the deputy leader. Julie Bishop was the one person who nominated for that role, and she is the deputy leader of the Liberal Party.
So, Stephanie, a narrow victory for the Prime Minister. Do we have any other insight into what unfolded in that party room this morning?
It is fascinating, Kim, the fact, as you said, it's a narrow victory. It's 13 votes in this. Now, obviously, Malcolm Turnbull will say that that shows that his party is behind him. But looking at the numbers, it is very much a narrow victory and really doesn't create too much sort of support for him leading into the future. Now, interesting to note, we have just learned that the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, has resigned from his position. That means he will go to the backbench and he will no longer be one of the most powerful men here in Canberra. So, you know, politics is a fascinating beast. The fact that within less than an hour, someone can go from having a very senior job, and he obviously thought that he had the numbers to take this position from Malcolm Turnbull, and many people were hopeful that he would, especially in Queensland, but that was not the case to be. And there was no way that Mr. Dutton could stay in his role as Home Affairs Minister once he challenged the Prime Minister. Now, as to the mood in the party room meeting, Kim, a journalist did push the government whip, Nola Marino. She was pretty vague, but have a listen to what she said.
This was conducted by way of precedent, and he thanked his colleagues for their support, and we will get on with the business now of governing in the interests of all Australians. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our political reporter Stephanie Boris is in Canberra. The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has just won a fight for his job, staring down a leadership challenge from the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, who's now gone to the backbench. Stephanie, we know, we've seen this before, we know that it's usually not one challenge. Are we getting any indication that Peter Dutton will come for Malcolm Turnbull again?
Not at the moment, but as you said, never say never, Kim, in this building. It is something that we have seen time and time again. And it's not since John Howard where we've had someone nominated into the position of Prime Minister and stay there for the whole term. So I want to take a quick look also as well at Peter Dutton and his term in Parliament so far, because you're asking about whether he would challenge again. He has previously said in the past, when asked if he ever wanted to be Prime Minister, that of course he wouldn't rule that out. That's what everyone here in Canberra ultimately wants to become, and he is a very driven, hardline man. He came here to Canberra after the 2001 election. He, of course, was a Queensland police officer before that. He was just 31 when he gave his first speech here in Canberra, and that time as a police officer, my understanding of it was about 9 years in that job. So very much as an ex-cop, he was tough on crime, and he was the one behind pushing for this Home Affairs portfolio that we see now, that this is this massive organisation with all the different organisations in law enforcement coming together as one. Now, Prime Minister John Howard at the time chose Peter Dutton for the front bench just after one term in Parliament. He actually offered, though, to quit the ministry in 2008, and that was because he was against Kevin Rudd's apology to the Stolen Generations. So very much showing he's a man that's not afraid to say what he thinks, and no doubt we're going to hear even more and more of that now that he's on the backbench, because being able to be on the backbench means you can say, Kim, whatever you want. And that's what we've also seen with Tony Abbott since he lost the job as Prime Minister. And Tony Abbott, of course, is the main man behind creating this uncertainty and pushing for a change of leader. And he hasn't hidden that at all. It is very well known. Also, another thing that politicians were saying to us behind the scenes yesterday was, consider the fact that last year we had the same-sex marriage debate. And at that time, there was a number of Conservative politicians trying to undermine Malcolm Turnbull then and sort of basically saying this was a chance to try and get rid of him then. However, Malcolm Turnbull succeeded in handling that same-sex marriage debate, and we saw that legalised here in Australia. So essentially, the Conservatives then had to shift the goalposts from arguing the same-sex marriage debate and trying to use that as a way to get rid of Turnbull, and they shift the goalposts to the energy debate, which we've seen very clearly this year, and hence why Malcolm Turnbull stepped in very strongly yesterday and just totally changed his energy policy to try and calm those Conservative MPs. But I think also with this vote, what we see today is there's actually quite a number of people that aren't happy with his leadership style. And it's not just a small Conservative group. It goes further than that.
All right. That's our political reporter, Stephanie Morris, in Canberra.